Det er alvor dårlig sådan et program. Selv fifth del joint session, der er unge tryg, eller vi er rækker lav. En lov el gammer en gæld præsident, der er International Olympic Committee, en Mr. Thomas Park, en lældning er blevet belav. Magot alvor dårlig sådan et senet præsident, en lov mange der du, en lov el gammer en gæld præsident, der er International Olympic Committee, en mere blevet belav. Jeg er uriv den ikke, at moron siger senator Frank Kiota, Elmlom Weaver sell joint resolution el tilob de la galta blol blai er olbi raglulau el girel en gala.
Malung il tutau el mergid rogui e botada rogui e botaut keura tigal togubets el okiagergit el ngatiar el al tutau. I wish to welcome you the Honorable Thomas Bach, President of the International Olympic Committee, to this Senate Chamber of the Palau National Congress, and extend to you a very warm welcome and greetings from the presiding officers and all the members of the 10th Olbi Raglulau. We are indeed privileged that you have taken time to visit our country, and I thank you. I understand that you have traveled here with the president of the Oceania National Olympic Committee, Dr. Robin Mitchell, and other honorable members of the IOC, and I extend the same greetings of welcome to all of you. Ali. Although we are distant and geographically small in size compared to over 200 plus members, countries of the International Olympic Committee, we share with you and all of them the spirit of the International Olympic Movement to enhance both physical and social development and make a better world through sports. I'm informed that the IOC recognizes the environment as a vital dimension of all of its activities throughout the club. It is only fitting then that you have traveled halfway around the world to the Republic of Palau, our pristine paradise. After this visit, I know you will share with the world our common passion to enhance the human spirit by preserving and protecting a healthy environment for ourselves and the future. On behalf of Palau National Congress, let me offer our most sincere expression of gratitude for all of the generous assistance that you and IOC have and will continue to extend to our athletes and ongoing program of the Republic of Palau. We take pride in being part of the activities of the International Olympic Committee and hope for its continued success into the future. Once again, welcome and thank you. Kumal Sulam.
President, Mal Musawle, Bolsweather, Mal Martel, Programmer Gidem, Bol Kira Senator Kiota, Bol introduce Tigal Togubetsel of Kagarid Al Tuta, Dirigal Bolivisel. Resolución el morangala de presente morin.
Uy tutawa, akbolturge mo rokotora mrigel mo shogartigal okkiagargit, e direkel mo oywisel tugubetseklam elegal tablolblai girel ngaruba. Before I read the Senate joint resolution, I'd like to first introduce our special guest, Thomas Yilomlas Bach, IOC President. IOC Deputy Director General James McLeod, IOC Director Olympic Solidarity and NOC Relations, Robin Mitchell, Executive Board Member and President of ONAC, Mark Adams, IOC Spokesman Service Director, Marina Baramia, IOC Chief of Protocol and Personal Assistant to IOC President, Sarah Freiberg, IOC Executive Assistant to the IOC President, and Greg Martin, IOC Image and Production and Management. A Senate Joint Resolution number 10-51 to welcome the Honorable Thomas Hiram-Las Bach, President of the International Olympic Committee, and commend and express deep appreciation to the IOC for its continued assistance and support to the Republic of Palau. Whereas the Republic of Palau became a member of the International Olympic Committee over 20 years ago, and whereas the Honorable Thomas Bach earned his PhD in law in 1983 and has served in numerous major public and private positions, and whereas the Republic of Palau believes that the Honorable Thomas Bach, though an attorney by trade, is a sportsman at heart, and he competed in the games of the 21st Olympiad in Montreal, Canada, wherein he won gold medal in the men's team fencing event. And whereas the Honorable Thomas Bach's commitment to the IOC began in 1996 as a member of the IOC Executive Board, wherein he served with distinction and numerous commissions and entities. Whereas the Republic of Palau recognizes that Honorable Thomas Bach's passion and commitment to the development of sports and competition is invaluable to the opportunities he provides to a global audience of youth who dream of national glory through sports. And whereas the Republic of Palau is blessed with some of those young dreamers who have received immeasurable support from the IOC since 1999, including but not limited to the providing of IOC sports scholarship, establishment of physical education training programs, support for annual sports equipment funds, and national activities funds for all sports, and support for grant and sports development funding for annual sporting events. And whereas the IOC has further demonstrated its unwavering support of Palau through supporting improvements and repairs to our sporting facilities in the aftermath of Typhoon Haiyan, the donation of a vehicle from the IOC program, the subsidization of team funds for our traveling athletes, and the subsidization of salaries for our sports development officers, the use of solidarity programs to subsidize all sports commissions, including athletes, education, medical, and women in sports program, and support to all of our Olympic athletes since the games of the 27th Olympiad in Sydney, Australia. Whereas the Republic of Palau's commitment to its membership in the IOC is one made not only out of our national competitive spirit for athletic achievement, but also from the overarching goal of promoting the health for our people. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate of the 10th Olbia Rulao, with the House of Delegates concurring, that the Olbia Rulao hereby welcomes the Honorable Thomas Hiram-Las Bach, President of the International Olympic Committee, and commend and express its deep appreciation to the IOC for its continuing assistance and support to the Republic of Palau. And be it further resolved that certified copies of this joint resolution be transmitted to the Honorable Thomas Bach, President of the International Olympic Committee, Dr. Robin E. Mitchell, President of the Oceania National Olympic Committee, the Palau National Olympic Committee, His Excellency Tommy Irmonsau Jr., President of the Republic of Palau, the Council of Chiefs, Governors Association of the Republic of Palau, the Speakers Association of the Republic of Palau, the Honorable Hokons Baules, President of the Senate of the 10th Olbia Rulao, and the Honorable Sabino Anastasio, Speaker of the House of Delegates of the 10th Olbia Rulao. Upmal Mesula.
Galbo Doreng Sinin Momgadadu, a President of the International Olympic Committee. Momgadadu Ramdala Gil Tablol Blair Olbia Rulao, El Mirar Adar Belao, Ral Sil Talot Nalel, El Melding Rablur Belao.
Your Excellency Thomas E. Remengasau, President of the Republic of Palau. The President of the Senate, Hokons Baules. Speaker of the House of Delegates, Sabino Anastasio. High Chief Reglai Rafael Niamang. Honorable Senators, Traditional Leaders, Excellencies. Dear President of the Palau National Olympic Committee, and Senator the Honorable Frank Chiota. Dear IOC member in Palau and Secretary General of the Palau National Olympic Committee, Baklai Temingli. Dear Robin Mitchell, member of the IOC Executive Board and President of the Association of National Olympic Committees. Authorities, dear friends, Ali. Gekmaul Mesaul, thank you for the warm welcome. I better say it in English with a thank you so that you understand it. Thank you for giving me the great honor of addressing you today here in the Congress of Palau. Thank you for giving us the great honor of passing your resolution expressing your deep appreciation to the IOC for its continuing assistance and support to the Republic of Palau. Ever since arriving here, I've been overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by the natural beauty of your islands, but even more so by the hospitality and friendliness of the Palauans, and of course, by your great love for sport. This visit gives us indeed the opportunity to celebrate two important anniversaries. This year is the 20th anniversary of the recognition of the Palau National Olympic Committee by the International Olympic Committee. At the same time, the IOC celebrates the 125th anniversary of our founding in 1894. Wherever we live on this globe, whether we enjoy pristine paradise islands with the stunning beaches and coral reefs like you have the privilege to do, or snow-capped mountains or deserts, we are all united by the universal Olympic spirit. Because indeed, the Olympic spirit is the spirit of humanity. The overarching mission of the Olympic Games is to make the world a better place through sport. The Olympic Games are unfortunately the only event that brings the entire world together in peaceful competition. With athletes from all 206 National Olympic Committees taking part. In Olympic sport, all people are equal, regardless of their race, gender, cultural background, or political belief. And in our fragile world we are living in today, this great symbol of peace and understanding is maybe more important than ever. At the Olympic Games, the athletes from Palau compete as equals with the athletes from all other National Olympic Committees of the world. Whether from north or south, from east or west, in the Olympic Village, the athletes from all 206 National Olympic Committees of the world live together in harmony under one roof. They compete with each other, but at the same time, they share their meals, they share their experience, they share their emotions. They are competitors in sport, but they are friends in life. They respect each other in victory and defeat. They all have very diverse backgrounds, but they are united by the Olympic values of excellence, friendship, and respect. This is why your athletes are the best ambassadors for Palau. Ever since making your Olympic debut at the Olympic Games Sydney 2000, they put Palau on the sporting map of the world. Their success brings pride and joy to all Palauans. To all the Palauan athletes and all my fellow Palauan Olympians that are present today, I would like to say thank you. Thank you for your inspiring role of living the Olympic spirit and spreading the Olympic values to all people of your beautiful island country. This is all made possible by the work of the National Olympic Committee of Palau under the great leadership of your colleague Frank Chiota, the president of the NOC. In particular, I would also like to thank the IOC member in Palau, Baklai Temingil, for her great dedication to promote the role of sport in society together with her president. With her dual responsibility as government minister and NOC secretary general, she is in a unique position to drive the agenda of sport and development in Palau and beyond. With this know-how, she is an important member of several IOC commissions, where she is always respected for her valuable contribution. Making sport a force for good in the world was central to the thinking of Pierre de Coubertin when he founded the International Olympic Committee 125 years ago. His unwavering belief that we can make the world a better place through sport endures to this very day. For Coubertin, the Olympic Games were almost more than just a sporting event. From the very beginning of our 125-year history, the focus of the Olympic Games and the IOC has always been to put sport at the service of humanity. This social mission is firmly anchored in our constitution, which we call the Olympic Charter. This transformative power of sport was acknowledged by the United Nations when sport was highlighted in the UN Sustainable Development Goals as an important enabler to achieve these ambitious goals. And in this respect, I would like to acknowledge and thank and honor the great leadership role your president, the President of the Republic of Palau, was playing and is playing in these efforts of the United Nations to drive humanity to a sustainable development and to protect the environment. All Palauans can be very proud of this leadership you and your country and your president are taking in this respect. I think we should applaud Palau. The global reach and universality makes sport a low-cost, high-impact tool for all countries, big or small, high or low income. The cross-cutting nature of sport allows it to address several of the goals, ranging from health, the environment, education, gender equality, to peace building, and many more. This is why it is so encouraging to see the initiatives here in Palau, bringing the transformative power of sport into society. You are really bringing to life the mission of the IOC to make the world a better place through sport. Sport and education, for instance, go hand in hand. In this regard, the Palauan NOC and the Ministry of Education are leading the way through their close partnership in promoting physical education as part of the school curricula. Sport and physical education programs promote health and active lifestyles as called for by the UN Sustainable Development Goals. They also improve school attendance and learning performance. Research demonstrates that sport improves learning by deepening concentration capabilities, making for better students. This makes it key to achieving the SDG Goal 4 on quality education. We also know that sport and exercise are the best ways to combat some illnesses and diseases. Unfortunately, it is a sad reality that public health is deteriorating in many places around the world because of a lack of physical activity. According to the World Health Organization, globally, 23% of adults and 81% of adolescents are not active enough. As a result, too many people are suffering from chronic and non-communicable diseases. This leads to great burden and cost for society at large. Your programs of bringing sport to schools are therefore an essential way to preventing chronic diseases and to fight obesity, what is so important also in your part of the world. I can only encourage you to continue on this path, because in doing so, you are also spreading the values of sport, our Olympic values in society. Promoting sustainability is another important goal that we all share. When I arrived here yesterday, I proudly and humbled signed the Palau Pledge that I will, as your guest, preserve and protect your beautiful and unique island home. This pledge is another wonderful initiative of the President of the Republic of Palau. It highlights once more your leading role in the international negotiations on climate change. Like many island nations, Palau experiences the existential threats of climate change every day. This gives all of us even more urgency and more determination to make sustainability a priority in all our activities. This is why I signed this Palau Pledge, not only as a personal pledge, but as a commitment of the entire worldwide Olympic movement, who will continue to uphold the pledge also after we leave Palau. We do so for the sake of Palau's children and future generations, but not only for Palau's children, we do it for the children and the new generations of the world. Because the future of the planet belongs to them, and all of us have a responsibility to build a sustainable future for everyone, everywhere. This is the reason why in our Olympic Agenda 2020, we have committed the IOC to sustainability. Guided by our IOC sustainability strategy, devised by our Commission for Sustainability and Environmental Protection, this commission being chaired by a great friend of your country, Prince Albert of Monaco. Guided by this strategy, we are making sustainability a priority for all activities of the IOC. This means including sustainability also in our day-to-day operations. This means ensuring sustainability in all aspects of organizing the Olympic Games. This means engaging all stakeholders of the Olympic movement to also commit to sustainability. We have joined hands with the United Nations and with the UNEP program for the Clean Seas campaign. We want to play our part in tackling the global problem of marine litter. We are committed to responsible material use. Together with other sport organizations, we have organized beach cleanups and launched education programs as part of the Clean Seas campaign. As a nation which has designated most of its territorial waters into a marine sanctuary, Palau is leading the way also in this respect. The hosting of the Our Oceans Conference next year will be another opportunity for you to set the agenda on sustainability and protecting the oceans. And I think this conference is a great recognition for all of you, for the leadership you as leaders of Palau have taken in this respect, and how you're promoting this preservation of our human environment. Knowing of this, your great commitment to protecting the oceans and the environment, I invite the NOC of Palau to join us in the Clean Seas campaign. We are ready to join hands with you, because we know that we are always stronger when we stand together. In all your many initiatives and programs to put sports at the service of humanity, the Olympic spirit is clearly visible. Thank you for your dedication and commitment to our mission to make the world a better place through sport. For this very reason, Palau is an important and highly appreciated member of the worldwide Olympic family. Participating at the Olympic Games is an incredible experience for every athlete. I can tell you from my own personal experience, nothing else can quite compare. It is, of course, first of all, a celebration of sport and the athletes. But it is also a humbling experience. It is a humbling experience when you realize that as athletes, we are part of something bigger. You are part of a team. You are a part of your National Olympic Committee. At the same time, you are part of a real global community. You are part of the only event that brings the whole world together under one roof. Living together in the Olympic Village, all are equal. In this way, we give dignity to everyone. This is an expression of solidarity of humanity, a solidarity to which we all contribute and from which we are all benefiting. Every athlete, every member of the Olympic family can be very proud to be a part of this global solidarity community. In all that, what we are doing, we should never forget about this overarching mission of the Olympic Games. We can only achieve this mission by showing respect and solidarity for one another. This is why the solidarity model is at the heart of the activities of the IOC. The Olympic Games, as we said, are the only event with the power to bring the entire world together in peaceful competition. But we can only bring the entire world together if everyone can participate. Therefore, it is our role to ensure that everyone has a chance to make their Olympic dream a reality. Only through this solidarity can the universality of the Olympic Games be realized. This explains why the IOC redistributes 90% of its revenue to the organizing committees of the Olympic Games to make the Games possible, to the Olympic teams, means the NOCs, to support their national athletes, and to the international sports federations to support the athletes and the development of their sport. In this way, every day of the year, every day, the IOC distributes the equivalent of $3.4 million to support athletes and sports organizations worldwide. The universality of the Olympic Games can only happen if every NOC, every sport, and every athlete shares this respect and solidarity for each other. This is why we provide assistance to all the 206 National Olympic Committees of the world, especially those with the greatest needs. Through Olympic solidarity, we help to make the Olympic dreams of your athletes come true. We support the NOC of Palau to bring Olympic education to your schools. We support the promotion of sport and its values in your communities. We do this because it is these shared values of universality, solidarity, and respect that unite us all in the Olympic family. This is what our mission is all about, putting sport at the service of humanity, transforming lives with the power of sport, unifying people through the joy of sport. With this Olympic spirit, not only in our minds, but even more important, in our hearts, we can say that the more our Olympic values of excellence, solidarity, respect, and peace are challenged, like in these very difficult times, the more these values are challenged, the closer we stand together to make the world a better place through sport. Thank you to all of you, leaders of your nation. Thank you to all Palauans for being such a committed member of this Olympic values team. As you look to the future of sport in Palau, you can always, always count on the IOC as your partner. Together, we can make the world a better place through sport. Gekmar Mesaul Palau. Thank you very much for your kind appreciation. If you allow, I would like to honor all Palauans today by handing over a very special medal to your president. This medal was designed by the founder of the IOC, Pierre de Coubertin himself, who was celebrating with this medal the foundation of the IOC on 23rd of June 1894. And he gave this medal exclusively to heads of state who were at the same time supporters and promoters of the Olympic movement. The first of this medal went to the then US President William McKinley in 1901. After Coubertin passed away, this tradition was forgotten. But now recently we have revived this tradition. And I would like to present one of the first of these revived medals of Pierre de Coubertin to the President of the Republic of Palau.
Del Dulering Seringit Program, Cell 5th Joint Session, Raung Tru Lobi Raglulau, Emlo Welcome Rangel President International Olympic Committee, El Mr. Thomas Park, Emlelding Rablur Belang.